Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and welcome to the playoff podcast for Philadelphia Flag Football. This is the fall 2016 playoff Super Flag Bowl championship weekend. This is actually our first podcast of the year, and we've actually saved the best for last. It's been an exciting season. We're going to wrap it up this weekend. We have two guests with us on the line. We have a guest from the Mustangs, and we have a guest from USLI. So I see you guys in the queue. But before I get started, I want to introduce the gentleman who will be with me tonight on the podcast. He's the commish. Commish, are you with us?
I am with you. That's not.
Good. Good to hear you. Yeah, I didn't even do my call letters. S-Dot, we got the commish. So, commish, this is our podcast, and we're going to talk about the playoffs. First of all, let's just get it right from you. What's the state of the league? Where are we at with this 17th season that we are now in, fall 2016?
Where we're at, I think we're right where we want to be honest. I think that it was a great season, eight competitive teams. It's just been a fantastic season. The league is getting better. The talent pool continues to grow. We've seen talented individuals not only come into the league, but we've seen talented individuals retire from the league. So that's when you know you're onto something positive.
Yeah, so let's just talk about the storylines. As I was preparing this show, I thought of some things. You know, I came up with a little agenda, but I guess we can talk about it throughout the show. Just like what comes to mind as far as like what stood out to you, like plays of the year, or just what are some of the things you remember most about this fall 2016 season?
I don't know if I remember. There's always been every season. There's always plays of the year. But I guess what's standing out related to the plays here is being able to catch those on live video and posting those to various social media sites. I think that's been an added benefit and something that I look forward to seeing every week. You know, the highlights on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, it's awesome.
Yes, great. And listen, we're streaming live right now. We got two calls on the line. If you do want to call into the show, we're going to take calls tonight if you want. We'll do that for about 30 minutes. So if you want to call into the show, you can call 213-559-2976. All right, so first thing I want to do, Commish, is let's just talk about the games last week. And I'm going to go in order, and then we'll talk about the first two games, and then we'll bring our first guest in. All right, so first game of the day was 1-1 versus the Bar. The Bar comes back. They defeat 1-1, 47-7. So the Bar is back. Number one, why do you think the Bar came back? I have my thoughts, but what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think all the players on the Bar are competitive players. Even when they took a couple of seasons off, I believe, they would always come out to at least check. I don't know if they're supporting the league, or just come out to just check the league out. Because one thing we pride our league on, it's not just about playing, it's about coming out there, hanging out with family and friends. So I think they got the itch. I thought they saw a dominating franchise on up and coming with New World Order. And the Bar, to be quite honest, they may have missed that. They're the champagne of the league, if you will. I think they wanted to make one last run. Not saying that this will be their last season, but I think they wanted to show the league and specifically New World Order that they're the top team in this league.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think, and we'll talk about it tonight, like New World Order, just their contributions to the league. But, I mean, they've won three championships in a row. And, you know, that's impressive. That's impressive, right, Commish? I mean, that's just... I mean, that's hard to do.
Very impressive. You know, New World Order coming into the league, they're a good team. You know, didn't kind of have an edge to them. I remember having a conversation with them on a podcast, and I said, hey, you guys aren't going to win anything unless you get that attitude. And, man, was I sorry that I said that, because they really got an attitude, won four championships, three in a row. They were even going for four in a row. But I don't think the Bar was going to have any of that. But as far as their contribution to the league, I think New World Order, classy organization, really, you know, not the first team, but one of the first teams that started to really take it serious. They have plays, they have schemes, offense and defense. They kept a tight roster, which has helped them over the years. But I think in this season, it actually hurt them to not have a full roster. There are some conflicts and players could make it. And they really took this regular season light. And, you know, this is a season. This is a league that the regular season does mean something. It's not a one-day tournament. It's not a weekend tournament. The reason that we play the regular season, obviously, is for seeding, but it's also to really get that team chemistry going. And I think that's what we saw with the upset this week, with USLI upsetting New World Order. But again, to answer your question, contribution to the league, fantastic organization. Rumors that this might have been their last season. I'd hope not, but if it is, they were absolutely an asset to the, you know, the Upper Marion Park and Rec co-ed flag football league. They were an asset, and they'll barely be missed. But if, like all good things, sometimes it must come to an end. So we appreciate everything that they've done.
Exactly, and hey, but we know one thing, that players come and go, right, Mr. Commiss? But the Marshall Cup is eternal.
So, well, who's going to drink out of the Marshall Cup this year? That's what we want to get to. We want to see who's going to drink out of it. It's kind of exciting to have a new champion this season. If the Bar were to run the table and win it, they're still a new champion, because they didn't win it last year. So it's exciting, yeah. And every year we etch the name of the champions on a Marshall Cup. It's awesome.
All right, well, Commiss, perfect segue. Let's skip the second game. Let's just go right to the USLI. USLI defeats New World Order 27-20. I have seen almost every game played. This was very exciting. But why don't I bring on our first guest, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so Trey could not represent USLI, but he actually had – Brandon fill in. So we're going to see if we can bring Brandon on from USLI. USLI defeats New World Order 27-20 in overtime. So let's see if we can get Brandon here on the line with us. All right, I'm no T Matrix tonight, but let me see what I can do, Mr. Commiss.
You hear me?
Oh yeah, Brandon, are you with us?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you loud and clear.
What's going on?
How are you? So, Mr. Commiss, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, so, Brandon, let's just get right to it. You were playing – were you playing the left corner in the game?
Yeah. I play left corner.
So let me ask you this. USLI, you guys seem to have – first of all, you guys have always just represented. You know, out of all the teams in the league, I get a call from Brett. It's not even a call. It's an email. Hey, we're registered. We're ready. So you guys come in. You defeat our three-time champion. Did you guys know that going in? I mean, was that part of the thought process, or was it really just another game to you guys?
Yeah, man. It was really just another game, and we didn't have – a lot of our regular guys playing. So we just, you know, went out there with the players that we had. But I think it just came down to our communication, especially on defense. And I think that was the key to our victory, because, you know, we didn't let up, a lot of touchdowns, but definitely through the air, you know, that's where we, in previous games, that's where we been hurt, you know, through the air, through the passing game. Our defense definitely played very, very well, and that definitely helped us with the W. last Sunday.
So you guys, so Trey has just a monster game, you know, that week, you know, even a couple minutes before the game started, he had gotten Coach of the Year. How important is Trey? I mean, who's really the person who kind of rallies the troops during before the game and tells you guys how you're going to attack New World Order? Because for you to be able to beat that team is no small task. I mean, they come ready with plays. They come with experience. So who is it, Trey, that kind of gets everybody on the same page?
I could say you definitely all look at Trey. I mean, he's definitely the guy who gets us going. And then there's you know, other components, man. We got one of the players named Rob. You know, he's definitely fiery. He plays both sides of the ball. And, you know, he kind of gets us going, too. We started to be vocal and letting, you know, people know, like, yo, like, we can do this. You know, we can play with these guys. And I think right after that pick six to get us to the half, that's when we were like, yo, like, we can do this. Like, let's go. Let's keep playing our same game. You know, let's not have turnovers and let's just stick to what we're doing. And we could pull this victory out. And that's exactly what we did.
Kamish, what was your take on that interception at halftime? How big was that play?
That was big. That was the player. That was the, other than the last play in double overtime, that was the play of the game. I mean, I think that had USLI thinking, hey, we can win. We can play with these guys, and we can win the game. So that was a key play on a bang-bang play with, I think, a female quarterback throwing a pick six, and that kind of changed the momentum of the game, kind of got NWO rattled a little bit, which they did try to fight back, but it was almost too late where USLI was just had confidence. And, you know, when you give another team confidence, it can go either way. It really could have went either way.
Yeah, so we have Brandon Glenn with us on the line. He's with USLI. So I've been blessed to be able to referee some of the games, and I'm what you guys did defensively to NWO. I won't give it away, okay? But what's your thoughts? Because what you guys did was pretty amazing. I mean, you literally figured out a way to defend them, and I don't think they had an answer. And every time, you know, I think they just thought eventually you guys would just kind of give up. And you just never got intimidated. So now moving on, you guys move on to this Final Four. You have an opportunity to win a championship. You're going to play a Mustangs in second round. Have you talked about or thought about or did anybody think about, you know, how you're going to go attack the Mustangs? Are you guys just going to show up and just play your game?
Yeah, man, we're going to try to do the same thing as last game. The Mustangs, I mean, they were the second seed for a reason. They're a very, very good team, very good on defense, too. And so, pretty much, man, same game plan, and most importantly, same intensity. I think if we can have the same intensity and the same attitude, I really like our chances going into Sunday. So it's definitely going to be fun, definitely going to be a challenge. And, I'm excited. I can't wait till Sunday.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think what blows me away about you guys right now is the quarterback, and the commish can talk about this. Commish, how many guys have we seen step on the field as a rookie and think that they can just be QB?
There's been a lot of guys that think they can be QB, but again, this is a league that you need a scrambling quarterback. You need a quarterback that has options. You can't just hike the ball and run from side to side. It's not going to win it. You need to know where your receiver is going to be. You have approximately, 7 seconds or less to get the ball off. You know, if you can extend that with a weave, but it's tough. But we've seen a lot of individuals wanting to play quarterback in the league. We've seen a lot of guys who failed at it. We've seen a lot of guys who were pretty good at it, but it's just too much pressure because this is a quarterback's league.
Yeah, and the quarterback not only has to be a guy or a woman who's talented, because we've had women too, who is not only talented with the ball, but has to be that leader and has to be able to keep things moving even when things aren't going right, you know?
I mean, yeah, you see leaders lead in different ways. You have the yellers, like C. Rich. You have other quarterbacks who encourage their players. You have this is various types, but you're right. I agree with you. You need leaders from that QB position. You have Dom, you know, Dom Ace. Again, he probably doesn't throw the prettiest spiral, but there's no doubt that he's a leader out there. And he's you know, quiet as kept. He's gotten Mustangs to one of the top teams, second in the playoff seeding, and, you know, one of the Final Four teams this year. So, again, perfect example of leadership. Totally new team, same result.
All right, again, so this is the Flag. This is the Philadelphia Flag Football Podcast, playoff podcast. We got the commish with us. This is Estot. So, Brandon, you got the league's whole ear. Everyone's going to hear this. Any final thoughts or any words that you'd like to share about Sunday's game against the Mustangs?
Yeah, man, just like I said, very excited. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a fun game. You know, and if we can just keep with the Mustangs, because like I said, the Mustangs are a very good team. They're very explosive. If we can just hang with them, you know, definitely to the third, you know, to the second half, like I really, really like our chances, man. So definitely, man, go Bulldogs, and I think we can pull this off.
Okay, great. Well, Brandon, thank you so much. Good luck on Sunday. Get plenty of rest, and good luck on Sunday. And we'll see. We're looking forward to the game.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, Brandon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So there we go. Yeah, I think Kamish with that game. I think USLI just kept that intensity the whole time. You know, I think NWO thought, oh, we'll just wear them out, or like in the past, USLI would just make a mistake and just give the game away. But they did not, and a couple key turnovers stuck. They were in it to the end.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything wrong that USLI did. I think that the lack of, you know, having that continuity, that team chemistry for the year hurt them, and then a big play ending the first half was huge. Other than that, I don't think they did anything to hurt themselves. And by saying that, we don't want to take away anything from USLI. They played one heck of a game, and, you know, they played hard. I can tell they were just focused. They were ultra-focused, and they had some talented guys on the team. It was an upset, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't that kind of upset where, I mean, you look from top to bottom, I don't see a weak link on USLI. And it's what I said earlier, this game, they definitely had a game plan. So nothing beats a plan.
No. All right, well, this is a great segue. So let's talk about their opponent. Let's bring on the captain, I guess GM, captain, player of the Mustangs. USLI will play the Mustangs at 10 o'clock. And, you know, the captain of that team has kind of come through the ranks. So it's going to be interesting to talk to the captain of the Mustangs. We're going to bring Steve on. And he's been in the league a while, so it's going to be interesting to see what their thoughts are and talk about their season. So I'm going to bring him in, Kamish. Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Space. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, Steve-O. What's going on? How you feel? What do you think about the USLI as an opponent?
I think it's going to be a very good game. They actually had me watching their game while I was trying to warm up for our game. It was exciting to watch their game. It really was.
I want to try to get into your head for a second. Does this throw your plan off? Because honestly, most people thought that you and myself included, thought, all right, you probably will be playing NWO, and I get a feeling that's maybe why you made some of your managerial decisions in the off season. So how does this affect you now that you know that you're going to be playing USLI versus probably gearing your team and your preparation to play the three-time champions?
Well, the game plan won't change. It might vary a little bit as far as who we put where, because based off matchups, because they do have Shane, really tall guy, very good receiver, and then the quarterback's kind of different from the way Brandon is. He's not looking to run. He's actually looking to throw, but if you give him the space, he will take off. So it's kind of like a similar game plan, but it's just one of those things where you have to watch out for, like, Shane and Sandy.
Now, Steve-O, stop being a nice guy. First you said there was no change, then there's a little bit of change, now it's back to a change. You mentioned Shane, who's probably a 6'10 wide receiver. How can you account for that? You're saying you're going to make change. What are you going to do? What are you going to bring a ladder out there? I mean, how are you going to defend that? I want to know.
Well, listen,
I mean, especially
when you look
at the average height of your team, of the Mustangs, they're probably, if not the shortest team in the league. So you have a problem, my guy. You have a real problem there. Talk to me.
Well, all right. Well, we don't have a problem as far as Shane's concerned. We played them already. We kind of handled them well the first time. You don't really need height. All you need is good timing as far as your jumping is concerned. And I think we did pretty well the first time against them. And I expect the same results this Sunday.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Talk confidently. So you're guaranteeing the win.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So a couple things, Steve. One, Commission and I, you know, we always talk about the matchups, and I think over the last couple seasons or the fall seasons, USLI is always one of those dangerous teams because you kind of don't know what to expect. But this year, they seem like they got their act together. And in some ways, USLI gives you probably more matchup problems than NWO. But again, you have enough experience, and we have to give you credit. No matter what goes on Sunday, we got to give you credit, man. You were able to bring back our first player in the league. Let's talk about that. How's it been having Dom on the team, and how did you go about getting him on the team?
Well, having Dom on the team has been really good, actually. He brings veteran leadership, a bunch of veteran experience, and when you're in certain situations during the game, whether it's offensively or defensively, he's always got, like, an idea of what we can do, and that's always good to have because, you know, Joker and I, we'll have our own ideas, but then we'll mix in his and kind of, like, put them all together and create a different idea as to what we're going to do in the game. And as far as how did we get him, we were in the market for a quarterback, and I knew he was available, so I just, you know, I hit him up, shoot him a text, see if he was interested or not.
Yeah, that might, if you can win two more games, that might have been the recruit of the year. I mean, wow, the free agent pickup of the year. He's really settled your team down, and I think that's what you lacked, veteran leadership. Even last year, you did have two veterans and Viper, John DeNulfi, and Silky Marcus Johnson. And I'll be honest, I didn't see a lot of your games last year, but you had leadership, but I don't know, what's the difference? Let me ask you that question. You know, no doubt that Chuck DeNulfi, he's the league MVP this year, didn't get it done with the Mustangs. What's going to be different?
Well, Chuck in his own right is, in my opinion, possibly the best quarterback to ever play in this league. The difference between last season and this season, to be honest, was our defense. Last season, our defense wasn't as good as last season. We would give up a bunch of points a game, and we wouldn't give Chuck enough room to be able to help us score enough to win games. And this season, I think our defense has tightened itself up a lot much better than it was last season.
Okay. So, I have a question for you. So since the Mustangs have entered the league, we've seen a turnover in your entire roster except for a few stalwarts there.
A few good men.
Talk to me a little bit about the turnover of some of the – because you've always had talented players. You've had friends, you've had families, they can all play, and you kind of pared down your roster a little bit and went outside of the family. How did that happen? Or was that intentional?
Well, not really. It just so happens that at the end of every season, when we look at everything and, you know, ask everybody, hey, are you trying to come back? Do you want to come back? What do you want to do next season? Most of the time the answer is they don't want to come back. They either want to go to another team or not play at all or join a different kind of league. So that's, you know, it's one of those things where we can't control. And I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, I want you to come back. You should come back. I'm going to force you. I can't force you to come back. And we just try to do with what we can. And unfortunately, we've had to just pick up players every season. But fortunately enough for us, they've been players that have made really good contributions to the team and put us in good positions every season.
Okay. Now, you mentioned players wanting to do other things or playing.
So basically, you don't fire people, they just quit.
Right.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So what sort of other leagues would they want to play in? A rough touch league, a all-male league, a blocking and loud league? What do you think? A league closer to home? What sort of things do players leave sort of flag football to do?
Yeah, everything you just said, whether it's all-men, rough touch, contact, or something that's closer to like Philly or something like that. It's pretty much all the above you know.
Because we make no hesitation in letting individuals know that we are co-ed league. We're no contact league. We 90% of our league has to go to work on Monday morning. So our league is different than some of the other rough touch or all male leagues or blocking allowed leagues. And that's fine. I mean, those leagues are probably fun as well, but we cater to a certain atmosphere, a certain style of play.
No,
it doesn't
absolutely
take away from the
And
you've been
absolutely
a part of it for several years now.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy the league a lot. It's very competitive, and you know, it's. I mean, you guys know I'm out there early every Sunday, so you know how I feel about the league.
Right. You've been one of the supporters. You come out there early. You come out there, I think, every day this week, every day this season, even when your team's not playing. I think that shows magnificent support, you know, of the league, you know.
I like to be out there and watch some of the games, support all the other teams and things like that.
Scout a little bit, doesn't hurt, you know, see what the teams
have.
Yeah,
a little recruitment trip too, right, Steve?
Yeah, a little bit of that too.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, Dom owed you anyway. He was plucking your roster from day one. The day you guys brought out Carlos and Granford, I remember everything. He kind of owed you this, to be honest. He needed to jump on you. You did him the favor, but he kind of owed you, honestly, because he was plucking all your players for a minute.
Well, I'll put this to you as that. Nobody remembers Final Four. He doesn't owe him anything yet.
I know, but I do. I remember he took Granford.
Well, now that's a soap opera in the league. Now, when I worry about Granford, it's the fall 2016 season. And nobody remembers the Final Four. Mustang have to bring it home. This is a great opportunity, you know, to match up against USLI and get into the finals. Wow, it's gonna be a fun Sunday. What's the weather looking like, Scott, for Sunday? What's the forecast?
That's a great question. I'm gonna pull that up real quick while we talk to Steve and just get his final thoughts on this Sunday's game and talk about those three females too real quick. How'd you pull that off? What was your decision behind that?
Well, Via Kel, which we had her last season, she decided to come back. And Jenna, I reached out to her knowing that she was a free agent available. And then she's actually friends with Christy, who is our third female. So that pretty much sums up how we have our three females.
Now, Steve-O, how do you keep three women happy? Some guys can't even keep one woman happy. How do you keep three women happy?
Exactly.
Well, one thing Joker and I are very good at is if we're trying to recruit somebody, we let them know, you know, off the top of the bat, hey, listen, this is why we want you on the team, or this is what your role would be. And, you know, most of the time the person says yes, so they accept their role and they just roll with it, and we roll with it.
And we cannot forget the Joker. Shout outs to the Joker. How have you guys been able to co-GM, general manage, or co-coach the Mustangs? How did that come about? Why and how do you guys get along so well? We've seen other teams try to do the same thing, but you guys seem to win or lose, you guys are always on the same page, and that's amazing.
Well, Joker and I actually have known each other for about 9 to 10 years now. We went to the same high school and graduated together. And then he's the reason I joined the league, because he was getting ready to start his first season, and they told him that they needed an extra player, and he came and reached out to me. And once we had our first season was with the Outlaws, and I don't know if you guys remember that team, but
one of the worst teams in the league.
No, that's a blast from the past. I remember making those shirts. Holy cow, the Outlaws! Wow, burgundy, right?
yeah, we weren't that good.
No, it's okay.
But then after that, it was the Vikings, which I don't know if you guys remember that team with Nino and Dre. About midway through that season, that's when we decided that we were going to bring the Mustangs in the following season. And that's when the Mustangs started. And then, what, about maybe 4 or 5 seasons now into them, I believe it is?
Yeah. And where did you get the mascot of the Mustangs?
What was that?
Where did you get the idea for the Mustangs? Why a Mustang? Why not an outlaw? Why not a Viking? Why a Mustang?
Well, we wanted to take something that was unique to us, and we both are big Mustang car lovers. And we figured it would be kind of dumb to put a car as the logo, so we went with the actual Mustang.
Yeah.
As the logo. So
cool.
I think it looks good.
And the colors, okay, I got it now. Now it's making sense.
Yeah. All right, well, Steve, listen, we're giving out individual trophies, but we're not giving out Marshall Cups, man. If you got to go get this, you got to stop playing. You know what I'm saying? You're there. You're there every year. You're in the mix, but it's time to do it, man. You stop playing.
No, you're absolutely right. The last couple of seasons, we've been fortunate enough to make it to the Final Four, but for some reason, NWO has had our number, and unfortunately, we won't get a crack at them this season. But USLI will be a tough task, and we're looking forward to playing them and hopefully getting into the Super Flag Bowl.
Awesome.
All right, well, Steve, good luck, and. You guys will play USLI, and hey, just real quick, will Mr. Chicken be there or not? He was missing this week.
We're expecting Mr. Chicken to be there.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, well, Steve, thank you so much, and again, we appreciate you being in the league, and good luck on Sunday.
Not a problem, guys. Thank you, guys, and you guys have a good day.
All right, Steve.
All right, you too.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So we got Steve, Mr. Commish. So here's what it's looking like. We got the Bar. We got USLI. We have the Mustangs. The Bulls beat the Stallions 16-6. which that was actually a rematch. Remember when the Bulls kind of imploded last year against the Stallions? They get their revenge and they move on. So, Kamish, so who do you like?
Wow, it's just tough to root against, to pick against the Bar. I mean, they're just rolling. They got the Malfi Clan, Silky, you know, crazy Rusty, game changer. Man, I no disrespect to any of the other teams, but if I'm a betting man, I'm gonna bet with the Bar. But I always love to see upsets. I do love to see upsets. It's good for the league. It's just a good thing. But yes, we're gonna see.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's the Bar. They're undefeated. They haven't really been challenged. I think any team that beats them would be considered an upset, or they're the underdog. Not an upset, an underdog. But I do think these three teams that are in there, they all have a shot. They just got to come and they got to play their best games of the season, honestly, to have a chance.
Well, to beat the Bar, you have to come with a game plan. That's the biggest.
Yeah.
You can't just show up and think we're going to jump them. You have to outthink them. You have to put a game plan together. And the teams that managed to beat which are far and few between, really did the homework. So hopefully the teams that are remaining in the Final Four, not that you're looking past the team that you're playing, can the Mustangs or USMI, but you need a game plan. And hopefully they've already started discussing that. Do we have any call-in? Do we have any call-in? Anyone on the line waiting to call in?
I saw someone on the line, but I wasn't sure. I think it actually might be I think we might have Brandon on the line with us. You want me to try to bring him in?
Yeah, he just has to hit one, and you can bring him on in on the switchboard.
Okay, let me give it a shot. But while I'm trying to bring him in, I want to answer your question you asked me as far as the weather. Sunday is looking like 58 degrees is the high. So it'll be about 60 degrees out there.
Well, it's not going to be 60 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, so.
Right, well, that's the high.
Yeah.
Probably by the time we do our championship game, it might be. Yeah, but it's going to be 40,
okay.
So that's brisk, right?
It's football weather. We should be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's football weather. So just to quickly go through the schedule, and I'll try to see if I can bring Brandon in here real quick. The first game at 9 o'clock is going to be the 1 seed versus the 4 seed. So we typically give the first game, first seed gets the game at 9, and they get a little bit of a break, and then we'll play the game at 12. So it's going to be Bar. Well, let's talk about this, Commissioner, real quick. What's Bar? How about Bar versus the Bulls? Who do you like that? You think the Bar is going to win that, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be. It won't be a close game, but if the Bulls would like for it to be a close game, they cannot implode on each other. They have to work through any mistakes may happen, and we know the Bar makes a lot of teams make mistakes, so. The Bulls should try to keep it close, but they have to stay as a unit.
Okay. All right. Well, since we think the Bar is going to win, who do you think is going to play the Bar in the finals? We got USLI and the Mustang.
Ooh. I'm going to go with the experience and go with the Mustang, to be honest. And I just think that USLI played out of their minds last weekend, and they may be on to something new.
You have
to pick them, but I'm going to go with the Mustang just because of the veteran leadership of Dom Ace and the plan of the, you know, both GMs, Steve-O and the Joker. And talented players.
Yeah, I actually think that'll be a good final that we have here. You know what? I don't think I can bring Brandon in. I think we're done with our live streaming. But we talked about Sunday, right, that we may try to live stream this, right, on Facebook. We're trying to figure this out maybe by Sunday.
It's already figured out. We're going to be live streaming the game on the Philadelphia Flag Football Facebook page. You know, if you're unable to make it out, check us out online.
Okay. All right. Well, that's gonna we're gonna wrap this up. This has been our playoff podcast with SDOT and the Commish. Our games are gonna start 9 o'clock. We'll have our 9 o'clock game, the Bar versus the Bulls. Then our 10 o'clock game will be USLI versus the Mustangs. And then we'll have our Super Flag Bowl 17 game at 12 o'clock. We're going to wrap this up. Commish, any last thoughts or anything you'd like to share with the league for anyone that's listening?
No, just a great season. Thank all the supporters to come out and just watch the game and participate in the games. It's just been a really, really fun and competitive season, and can't wait until, you know, Sunday about 1 o'clock, and we'll be crowning a new champion.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. It's been a great season, and we're going to culminate everything with our final week of the season. And good luck to all the teams, and we'll catch you all on Sunday. All right, so on behalf of the league, the Commish, SDOT, T-Matrix, have a good night, and we will see you on Sunday.